To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Welcome to another episode of Pocket Knife News. I'm Aaron.
I'm Philip.
And that's it. There's no Homer today. It's just me and Philip.
So we can't mess up our intro because there's only two of us.
I know. There's a first time for everything, folks. Homer's out today putting tires on his car at 9:30 at night. Sometimes we just
He's
don't
have... buying drugs.
I don't...
It's a joke.
I don't... He's with his mom.
Buying drugs.
I'm just going to stick with the story that he's putting tires on his car. But so he's out today. It's just me and Philip. We're just going to go over some fun news facts. Before we do that, Philip, how have you been this week?
Wow, that's just riveting. Yeah. Yeah.
We literally just talked for a half hour about how you've been. You weren't ready for that question.
No, not at all. I've been okay.
It's like weird just sitting next to each other and talking, right?
Yeah,
it's like I'm so used to looking at the screen, and I'm like, what am I looking at? Like, the microphone levels? Like, why do I care?
You're not looking at microphone levels, you're looking at porn.
Well, thanks for outing me like that, Jesus.
Hey, that's what I do.
I mean, it's not like you can't see it from where you're sitting either, so...
I didn't say it was bad porn.
Well, but fair enough. Fair enough. Everything good this week?
Yeah.
Nothing exciting?
Nothing exciting.
You almost got into a fight at Bush's Chicken, and you don't think that's exciting?
It wasn't my fault. I had right away.
It's interesting nonetheless.
Well, I mean, I had right away. The guy got out of his car, and instead of being an adult, I decided to escalate by yelling back at him, and then I drove off.
I can't believe somebody got out of the car at Bush's Chicken.
I can't believe it either.
It's stupid. What are you doing with your life that you need to get out of the car at Bush's Chicken?
He must have been... You know what? The more I think about it, though, he probably was having a really bad day.
Maybe he waited a long time for his chicken.
Maybe, and he just wanted to, you know, cut me off, and I didn't let him, and that just ruined his gasket.
That's what ruined it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess.
Could be.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
San Antonio drivers.
Well,
at least he didn't have a gun.
He very well have had a gun.
True.
Just didn't pull it, which is, I guess, a good thing. I haven't had anything exciting like that happen to me. Let's see, the highlight of my day today was I got, you know, like those little Yetis, except not a Yeti. Walmart has the little ones now, not just the big ones, so I got one last
off-brand
night.
Ones?
Yeah.
Nice.
And they work just the same. They have all the fucking tests for it. But I got that little one, and it was awesome, because yesterday my wife went and got me a pumpkin spice iced coffee from Dunkin' Donuts, because
it's
the best.
Oh, you're a white girl now.
Yeah. Dude.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
Dude, I have a pair of Uggs on right now. They can't see you shake your head.
I know.
In disappointment.
I know.
Because that's not what you're doing. Because it's not disappointing at all.
Because I'm wearing them too. No, I'm kidding.
So that was pretty delicious this morning. I also had a new donut and a new beer last night.
I had a new beer last weekend. I had the grapefruit shandy. From,
Leinenkugel? Leinenkugel.
Leinenkugel.
Yeah,
Thank you. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Big fan of the summer shandy. Definitely have to try it.
Grapefruit is good. It tastes like you're drinking a grapefruit. It does not taste like you're drinking a beer. But it has that in the sense that it's really refreshing.
So I have two problems with that. One, I fucking hate grapefruit.
I think you'll like it.
I'll definitely try it because I love the summer shandy so much. But I'm like so out of summer mode, dude.
Well, let me give you the caveat. I had been drinking heavily beforehand. And I told the bartender that I needed water. And he's like, you need a grapefruit shandy. And I was like... All right. I tasted it, and I said, you know what, bartender, give me another one. This is amazing. And he said, no, I can't, because you're visibly drunk.
Wow, worst bartender ever.
It was 2 a.m., too. I had to leave.
Okay, so the bar was closed.
Bar was closed. Yeah, I was drunk. Good thing I wasn't driving.
So I had a beer and a donut together last night, and I've pretty much decided that I'm going to have this combination every week. Through at least Halloween, if not through Thanksgiving. So I had an caramel apple donut. It was half a donut with like apple pie in the middle of the donut, and then the rest of the donut lightly glazed with some cinnamon and caramel drizzle.
I'm allergic to cinnamon.
That sucks, because it was fucking delicious. And with it, I had a... what the fuck is it called? Travelin' Jack is the brand, I think. The
Never
Traveler. Travelin' something. Pumpkin beer. Freaking fantastic, man. I've never been a fucking pumpkin guy. But the marketing finally got to me this year, and I'm like, I've been missing out in life. I'm a fool.
That's not happening to me.
It's nice, too, because I can't share with the kids because my son's allergic to pumpkin. So it's like, if I buy something pumpkin, it's literally just for me. And I don't give a fuck how selfish that sounds. I share everything with those kids. Pumpkin, that's mine.
I'm single, not married, no kids, so...
It's all yours.
I share everything with myself.
Great. Yeah. Someone messaged me on Facebook. They're like, hey, I saw you had this toy for sale. I was like, yeah, man. Yeah, I got the box and the card for it, too. I went to go get the box and the card. I have the card. Fucking stickers missing off the card. I had to fucking text the guy. Well, I have the card, but half of it's missing. He's like, all right, I'll give you $5 less. I was like, that's fine. And then I shook my head in disappointment. That's what happens. I have my toys out of the garage for 5 days, and I have missing cards, boxes. I just love those little kids so much, man. So much.
Yeah, see, I've got my Xbox that's in almost pristine condition.
Yeah, I know. You lent me a controller from your old Xbox because the baby ate the other controller.
Yeah.
He drooled through the battery pack.
How's this one holding up?
Oh, no, it's fine. He's a little older now, so like he understands what these things do. So we were actually, before you even got over here, we were playing Lego Batman 3. And then the baby made us change it, and we played Hydro Thunder. Valid choice. I'm mad at Hydro Thunder. I love Hydro Thunder.
I've been playing GTA, which is totally not kid.
Yeah, no, we don't play that. No. Sometimes I let it slide and let my 7-year-old play Injustice, the mobile version, but like only if I'm there.
And that's still
mainly
kind of...
just because I don't want to hear my wife complain about it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's not too bad. It's a fucking fighting game. He watches Power Rangers. It can't be any worse than that, except maybe there's some blood and a knife.
Yeah. My coworker bought their 5-year-old GTA. And they're like,
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, he's just going to drive around.
Oh, yeah, that's all. Why don't you buy, like, Need for Speed or something?
Running people over.
Oh,
he went to the strip club.
Oh, no.
Showed naked people. Pretty sure he started a gang war. You know.
Oh, my goodness. Let's get into some news, man. The first thing, last episode, we had talked that there was massive rumors, and it was practically confirmed that Joe Manganiello.
Close enough.
All right. You can correct it.
Close enough.
All right. I mean, I'm going to take that as you don't know how to pronounce it either then. Joe Manganiello, a.k.a. Magic Mike's co-star, is confirmed to be playing Deathstroke. Now, the fun part. Manu Bennett, who played Deathstroke in the Arrow series and did a fucking killer job, was spot on. Absolutely loved him. Well, he responds to his casting. His response, okay, if Joe is playing Deathstroke, I'm going to go Magic Mike. I feel like that's the classiest thing that you can say in a situation like that.
That sounds like he's pissed.
I think it's hilarious.
That's what it sounds like to me.
I don't know, man. I don't think he's pissed. I think he's rolling with the punches. I think the TV universe knows that they currently are not crossing over into the movie universe. There's more rumors that may be happening sometime in the future, but I think Manu Bennett knows that that's not happening. I mean, and he kind of has a rocky reputation right now, especially after he got a fight here while he was here for a con.
San Antonio?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, down on the Riverwalk. He gets into a fight. So I'm not sure how quickly DC's, you know, looking to bring him back into the Arrowverse, but there was no way in hell he was going to get cast in a major motion picture. So I think if he holds a positive attitude and has a fun time like this, I think that gives him a better chance, not only with Warner Brothers, but with the fanfare as well.
Or maybe he secretly wants to be a stripper.
You know, I didn't even consider that option.
I secretly want to be a stripper sometimes.
Sometimes I look at my bills and I would secretly want to be a stripper as well.
Fat stacks of cash, man.
Oh, that was a fun bit of information to share with. Another bomb. You're still going out with the stripper.
I'm sorry.
It's not so much a secret anymore.
All right.
Oh, man.
Hashtag Philip wants to be a stripper.
Yeah.
Hashtag fat stacks.
There you go. Zack Snyder dropped a bomb earlier this week. He tweeted a picture of Ben Affleck in the new Batman tactical suit.
Which looks badass.
It looks fantastic, man.
He doesn't look like a fat man anymore.
He doesn't. He never looked like a fat man. Don't.
He totally looked fat
I'm not going to have this conversation. I'm only discussing the suit, the current suit. He looked great in that other suit. I don't care what you say.
Okay, but did you see all the memes about the whole Batman, how the symbol was too big, and it looked like
seen the new memes where it's like Wonder Woman, and she's, you know, Gal Gadot's working out hardcore in the gym, and then it's Aquaman, and you know how Jason Momoa looks.
Yeah, he's
and then Superman, and you know how Henry Cavill looks as well, and then it's a Batman, and it's literally Ben Affleck, and he's just like looking, walking, and shoving down a cheeseburger down his throat.
Sounds about right.
I don't care, man. He's killing it, and this suit looks fantastic.
He is my favorite Batman.
Dude, he's killing
it. Next to Keaton. I don't think he can beat Keaton.
I think that once we see more of him, I think he will beat Keaton's Batman when he has the chance to actually be Batman, either in Justice League or in the standalone film. But
I won't make any official remarks
until I see that happen.
If Tim Burton hadn't done the original Batman series that Keaton was in, I think Keaton would have been a better Batman. You don't think so?
I think...
Like, come on, Batman Returns wasn't really a Batman movie.
That's true, that's true.
Like,
you know, Tim Burton never really made a Batman movie. He made a Penguin Catwoman movie, and he made a Joker movie.
That's true.
That's a fair way to put it. You know what? I think if Burton did a Batman, it would be an even harder decision to make. But as of now, dude, this Batsuit, this tactical, quote-unquote, Batsuit, the whole body looks like straight out of the Arkham games.
Yep.
It's all armored out, not padded out like the other Justice League suit that we saw. You know,
Fat Man suit?
No. They got the Fat Man suit, is what you refer to it as, the Batman v Superman suit. But now he has a more padded suit.
He just looks more built in the tactical suit.
He does, man. He's looking real cut. Which, of course, is all the padding and the armor, but, like, it just looks really clean, and it's very reminiscent of that Arkham game. The only thing from the actual suit that was a little about, but I don't think it's bad, are the goggles. The goggles aren't my problem, but they're very pointy, making him look very much like the Night Owl. Are you familiar with the Night Owl?
I am.
Which I think could very well be intentional, seeing how Night Owl is from Watchmen. Two things with that. Obviously, Zack Snyder directed Watchmen, first big comic book movie. But also, in the Rebirth series in DC Comics right now, the big reveal was that Dr. Manhattan is a part of the universe now, and the Watchmen are being integrated in that. I feel like maybe those goggles and the way that he looks is sort of an homage to that.
Probably.
Kind of paying tribute. Either way, I don't think it's a bad thing by any stretch of the imagination. I think it looks killer.
Yeah, I just hope they don't mess up Batman.
Dude, they're not going to mess up Batman. In the picture here, it looks like he's on that new ship, which is going to be like the Justice League headquarters, I guess. He's pulling down a lever, which I fucking can't see any words on that goddamn lever. Look, we have the picture in front of us. Can you see any words on that lever? Maybe I see like a smudge. I don't know. The internet has super enhanced this somehow, though, with, you know, the hit show CSI's enhancing technology. And
which is really just Photoshop.
No, dude. They're like, I can pull a reflection off of
a fucking screw. You can do that in Photoshop.
I don't know. It's pretty intense, but apparently it says Wayne Industries on that handle that he's pulling.
Interesting.
Which makes perfect sense. On the other side of Batman, on his left...
A
Batmobile. No way, dude. Totally a Batmobile.
I can't really see from the angle that I'm looking at your screen here.
It looks just like the back end of the Batmobile, I think, that we saw.
Yeah.
Except, lined with some rockets inside right there. It's looking pretty cool, man. It looks very similar to that other Batmobile that we saw in Batman v Superman, I think.
The same one that we saw in The Killing Joke before we saw the animated series, Batmobile?
Very similar. It looks very similar. Actually, this one even looks more animated series-esque. in my opinion. With those wings, man, I love those little wing tips.
Maybe they're going off of how the Killing Joke was, where the first Batmobile gets blown up in Batman v Superman. Superman messes up the Batmobile.
He does, so maybe it'll just
driving
be
the other one from the animated series.
Oh, dude, that'd be so sick. Could you imagine seeing that animated series Batmobile come to life? Obviously, it would never be as long, but like a more...
That was always my favorite Batmobile.
Dude, it's so good. It's so sleek looking, man. Mm-hmm. Also, one of the coolest toys to play with.
I know.
The only thing that it never... That I always wished it did, that it never did, even like in the re-releases, like... The fucking front slides forward. That's how Batman jumps in. The glass, that whole piece slides forward.
Mine would
it lifts
like a little
up.
Hatch.
It's hatch. Yeah. Every time. Every Batmobile, always the hatch, never the slide. I'm like, man, they are reproducing those old animated series toys and making them high-end toys, putting an $80 price tag on it, $50 price tag on it. You can't make that thing slide for me. Come on. I just
button
want a little slide action.
Slide too. You press a button and it slides open.
Damn, man. I would pay the $100 for that.
I'd pay $150 for that.
Well,
hashtag fast.
That's what I was about to say. Damn it, you beat me to it. You beat me to it.
Okay.
Well, you can give me one with all those fat stacks. Shake that ass, baby. I'm loving this, man. I can't wait to see more of this. And it's kind of nice, I think, with this Justice League material. Even though we already have a teaser for it, we're not as far away as we were when we first saw the Batman v Superman trailer.
Mm-hmm. True.
We saw that, like, it felt like almost 2 years out. We were seeing images and everything. We've seen one teaser, and there's been like three pictures released on set of Justice League. The Deathstroke, this one, and then... I don't know. And then there's just the compilation piece with all of them, which isn't even an official set photo. So, and we're just over a year out. Much closer than we were last time, so I don't mind seeing all this material right now. I just hope they don't bury the lead like they did with Batman v Superman, showing Doomsday so early. But outside of that, I think we're on a good track, man. I can't wait to see this film.
Yep. I'm more excited for Wonder Woman.
Dude, Wonder Woman looks so
good. It looks
good.
So awesome.
Dude, I watched that trailer again. I mean, my favorite scene. So, quick bit of history. I wish Homer was here to be just a part of this story. So, Homer and I have this thing where we absolutely... despise gladiator shoes for women. I don't know what it is, man.
They're stupid.
I just can't get behind it.
I don't understand why. It's the stupidest thing ever. Most beautiful girl in the world walks by. Oh, she's wearing gladiator shoes. I don't like her. Something wrong with both of you.
See? Philip always gave us shit for it. Not that he's a big fan of them or dislike whatever. He's indifferent. He's, you know, we'd see that and we were all, whatever. Phillips, are you kidding me? That's the deal breaker. You don't even want to hang out or be friends? Nah, not really. Yeah.
She could have kids, you know, but she's not wearing gladiator shoes. I might go talk to her.
Nah.
Okay, Homer might go talk to her.
It's the gladiator shoes, just not my favorite woman accessory, okay? That's all I'm saying. But I'll be damned if I'm not a changed man. When Wonder Woman walks out of that trench hole in the middle of that battle, right before she's fucking ricocheting mortar shells and everything. Right before that, she walks out of there and it's that close-up of those fucking tactical gladiator Wonder Woman boots. I was like, those look fantastic.
You're going to get some for your wife now, aren't you?
Maybe. Dude, I just think they look cool, man. Her whole outfit and that whole... The way that movie just looks. Just the aesthetic of it.
If
she wasn't
married
perfect.
Already, I'd propose... I've always had a thing for Gal Gadot. I'm not going
to
lie.
Dude, man.
She's gorgeous.
I'm not going to lie. I'm more interested in her in the Wonder Woman role. In Fast and the Furious, she was fine.
She was too much of a supporting actress in Fast and the Furious.
I'm just saying. I thought Han was better looking than her in the Fast and Furious movies.
Okay.
Absolutely not. I'm married.
That doesn't
I'm just
mean
very
anything.
Comfortable with my sexuality. I can
too,
admit that Han is a great-looking man.
He is a good-looking guy, but you can't say that she doesn't look better than him.
I was way more interested in the Han storyline, what
he
was
hair
doing.
Than her.
He did. That he guy's got some
hair.
Good hair.
He does have
that
some
guy's
good
got some good hair.
But to say that he's more beautiful than her,
Well, I didn't say anything about it being beautiful. I just said
now,
he was better looking.
If you said he was better looking than, say, Michelle Rodriguez, or Jordana Brewster.
Okay. See, okay. That see, we're with. On totally different wavelengths here because I've always had a crush on Michelle Rodriguez because,
I always thought Jordana Brewster looked better than her.
I never was interested in her. Man, we are just totally opposite
we are
sometimes.
That's why we're friends.
Yep, that's right.
Attract.
There you go. Hey. Yeah. Bam. All right. The other bit of news that I wanted to share, I just found out today. Apparently there was some circulation beforehand, though. So I didn't know the rumor, and then I saw the article today that the rumor was disproven. And when I saw this, I was like, I didn't even know the rumor. And it's stupid that this would even be a rumor, in my opinion. So the rumor was that Jared Leto was going to make an appearance as the Joker in Justice League.
That would make sense.
I totally disagree. I don't understand how that makes sense at all. You already got Deathstroke making an appearance. What threat does the Joker pose to the Justice League? Well, this isn't Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo's run. He's not going to poison the Justice League and Batman's going to get out the Justice Buster. Not this early.
No, but I'm trying to think back. If I remember correctly, correct me if I'm wrong. So the first Justice League, when he's putting everything together, it's because there's a ton of chaos, right? And then, so they get their team together, they start getting their ass kicked, and that's when Superman comes back and saves the day?
Yeah, yeah, that's the idea of the Superman Returns issue, yeah.
Okay, so wouldn't the Joker help with that whole chaos? Because everywhere the Joker is, there's chaos.
That's true, but I don't... I think the Joker is so...
Overplayed?
No, not overplayed. In the Joker's mentality, he is the star of his own show. I could never imagine him sharing the spotlight with somebody else. So he wouldn't play, you know, second hand to Steppenwolf or Darkseid or anything like that. And none of those people would even care about him, I think. I think that a lot of the villains are very self-centered, and I don't think that he would be able to deal with sharing that spotlight.
And his main beef is with Batman anyway. So
exactly.
Yeah,
they're destined to do that together, and it's not... He right now doesn't care about the Justice League. There is that run, the Scott Snyder run. It's the first part one of Endgame. It's been out forever, so I apologize if I spoil it, though, where the Joker does get the Justice League, Wonder Woman, Superman, Green Lantern, Cyborg, Aquaman, and I think the Flash was there too. He gets them poisoned with Joker toxin and has them destroying the city. And fucking Batman, having just recovered from a big fight, has activated the Justice Buster. What is this giant mech suit with the face in the shape of a bat. Not the bat symbol, like an actual bat face on it.
Nice.
Oh my god, it looks awesome. And then he dismantles the Justice League one by one, finding each one's Achilles heel, proving how Batman is a superior being. Like,
he's
obviously, he pulls the kryptonite for Superman, of course. And I think that's the big thing, because I think Superman was ready for it, and he had to get clever with that. He has like some special mirror for Wonder Woman where she looks into it and sees an alternate reality, which makes her cower back. Flash, he has some kind of sticky thing that captures him into that. It's insane. And so he's ready for it. But that's not going to happen in this movie.
No.
And I don't think the Joker has a place in the Justice League right now. And if he did show up in this Justice League, we'd have that same issue even more so than we did with Suicide Squad where, well, I wasn't even in the movie. Or, you know, oh, I wanted more Joker. Like, I don't want to see Joker teased. I want to see Joker fully fledged in the solo Batman film.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I was hoping we'd see more of the Joker in Suicide Squad. I think that's one of the reasons why I was like, this movie sucked. Because it was like...
Well, you wanted that Joker. I mean,
yeah.
They hyped it up so much, so
yeah.
It was a little disappointing.
See him for like 2 minutes, and you're like, well...
It's actually longer than you think. It's over 15 minutes of screen time.
Is it?
But in a two-hour movie, that's not that long. But
yeah.
In the movie, it sure as hell didn't feel like 15 minutes, that's for sure. But that rumor that he would show up in Justice League has been disproven. False! Which I'm fine with, because I don't think it was a good idea. Now, let's recap a little bit. We have a suit that looks a lot like Arkham Asylum suit, the new tactical suit.
Mm-hmm.
We have the rumor that Joker is going to be appearing in the solo Batman film. I'm really hoping that we're
going
to get...
We got Margot Robbie that's going to be producing her own...
She's producing that. Quinn. Outside of that, though, I'm really thinking that the Batman movie is going to be an Arkham Asylum style thing.
That would be pretty sweet.
You got Deathstroke, which his biggest fight scene so far has been the Arkham Origins. You know, there's like a 6-minute fight scene between him and Batman, and it's fantastic. I think we're going to get a very Arkham-style Batman movie, and I'm all game for that.
Wouldn't it be cool if it's, like, a Batman movie of Arkham?
Yeah.
Not like the game, because everyone said, like, the first game was not the greatest.
No way, dude. The first game's the best.
Is it the second one that was...
It's there was one of the third really one. Origins is the worst, and that's the one that Rocksteady wasn't fully hands-on with. Mm-hmm. Rocksteady did the first two, Arkham Asylum, which was very good. Arkham City is the one that everybody loved because it was so huge. And Arkham City, to me, was great. It was a very good game, but I loved Arkham Asylum more. I actually liked that it was so contained in there, and there was a lot of interesting story moments. Like, one of my favorite pieces of that whole game was there's a point where you get to the game where if you decide to go down a corridor, you just die. And you're like, what the fuck? Why did I die? And then, like, the game glitched out. And then it starts back from the opening credits. And I'm pissed. I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Whatever, I'll probably get it to my last spawn point. So when you first come into the game, the Batmobile rolls up. And Batman is bringing Joker back to Arkham Asylum. So the game glitches. That scene comes up. Batmobile rolls up. Joker gets out of the car. And he's bringing Batman into Arkham Asylum. And at that point, I'm like, what the hell? Dude, it was awesome. You're bringing... In the beginning, you bring Joker down a hallway on a stretcher, and he's talking shit the whole time. This time, it's Joker. You're Joker bringing Batman down the hallway. And it, like, gets really intense, and then you're like, what the fuck is going on? And then Joker goes into, like, a monologue scene, and then he pulls a gun on you, and he has it on your face, and... It says in the bottom corner, you know, it sometimes gives you a hint or whatever. Mm-hmm. Press left or right to dodge being shot. And it doesn't matter what you do, you end up getting shot. And then you wake up and realize you got hit by Scarecrow's poison.
Ah.
But it's just like that story doesn't work in Arkham City to me. That story only works in Arkham Asylum because it's so confined. And that's the only place something like that can happen.
Yeah.
I think it'd be genius. I'd love to see that.
It'd be kind of tough to pull off in a movie.
It would be tough to pull off in a movie. Because that specific scene. I'm just using that as an example. Of yeah. There's so many interesting stories you can tell within those walls.
Yeah. You have to make the movie like 3 hours if you wanted to really, you know, capture everything.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to watch a 3-hour Batman movie. I'd be totally I watched the 3-hour version of Batman v Superman, and I'm not going to lie. It made it go from a 7 to an 8.5, no problem.
Still have to watch it.
It's so good. You did make a fun note, which is very refreshing news. Margot Robbie is going to be executive producing the solo Harley Quinn movie.
She was really good as Harley Quinn.
She fucking crushed it. I'm glad that she is pushing for this and wants to be such a part of it. Hopefully we get some Catwoman and Poison Ivy in there too. Have the girls' night out.
Yeah, that's right, because they were all friends.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
And I love that she has just kind of totally embraced this character and is just ready to run with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that DC's letting them, man. Look at DC's on the forefront. You know, Wonder Woman solo film. Yep. Harley Quinn is executive producing the Harley Quinn movie. Batman is directing the Batman movie. You know, I think they're making the right moves.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, if you look at some of the earlier DC movies, you would watch them and you would just be like, this doesn't add up. This doesn't match up to Marvel.
Watch Tim Burton. Well, watch the Tim Burton Batman movies. We talked about this earlier. You watch the first Tim Burton movie. There is barely any Batman mythos in there.
And when he's in there, he's shooting. Like, Batman Returns,
yep.
He's shooting at the cops. I'm like,
Yep. Like, look at that opening scene in the Batman movie. What happens? I don't know if you remember. Let me recap for you. Two dudes mug a couple and then they're on the roof going through the shit. That's when Batman shows up. Wait a minute, so you're telling me Batman sat there and watched those dudes fucking mug this lady, and then he came to tell them, I'm Batman? Really?
Pretty sure he would have stopped them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree 100%. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Alfred's super fucking smart. No way he lets Vicki Vale into the Batcave.
Yeah.
You know, the Joker... Oh, actually, I didn't mind the Joker killing Batman's parents. That's cool. I didn't mind that. But, I mean, we won't even touch on Batman Returns. Fucking no Batman mythos in there. That shit's all over the place.
Yeah.
So, I think they're on the right track. They're doing the right thing.
I keep forgetting Christopher Walken was in that movie.
Oh, yeah, dude. Max Schreck! Scariest man in Hollywood.
It's good stuff. Electrocuted at the end.
Dude. That movie's something else.
Yeah, that movie was a trip.
They're on the right track but now.
Michelle Pfeiffer. Oh, come on.
Dude, you're right. Yep. Michelle Pfeiffer was Catwoman. Loved it.
Yep.
Loved it.
If she tried to do it now, I'd be like,
I don't know. Even just Catwoman. Great Catwoman. Looked great. Played the part fantastic. But you're telling me she falls out of a window and the cats give her cat powers? Exactly. Makes no sense. So...
Heard Anne Hathaway, though. Speaking of Catwoman, Anne Hathaway said she wouldn't mind reprising the role again.
I saw that. Yeah. Obviously, that will never happen. But...
I didn't really like her as Catwoman. I've always seen her as, like, the girl next door and all the movies that she did, you know, when she was younger.
But I thought she did good, though.
She did an okay job, but I just don't see
her
as
Catwoman. I liked her attitude. I liked when Bruce called her out at his house. She makes that switch to innocent girl, and she's like, well, catch me if you can. I loved that. She could play that part very well. I think she acted very well.
Oh, she's a great actress.
I don't think she was given the full opportunity to be the Catwoman that we would see in the new universe, though.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It would be interesting. I wouldn't mind watching it. I don't think it'll happen, but I guess we can always stay optimistic.
Yeah, the funny part is I've always thought she was cute, but as Catwoman, she looked pretty hot.
She was doing something good, that's for
sure. Yeah, I don't know why.
All right, man. I think that was the big news, DC news specifically, for the day. I got one more thing I want to share. My son and I know what our Halloween costumes are going to be. We bought my son's today, actually.
I got mine, too. All right,
you go first. What are you going to be?
It's actually pretty bad.
All right, let's go.
All right, so you know those on Amazon they've got those costumes of the animals that look like it looks like they're giving you a piggyback ride. Their pants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I got an elephant, and I was like, "Oh, that'll be cool." And then I didn't realize that the trunk is over your crotch. And I'm going to 6th Street for Halloween.
Yeah.
And man, that trunk is going to get grabbed a lot. I've just have that feeling.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, I'm definitely gonna have a lot of fun.
That'll be funny.
Last time I can. Go to 6th Street on a Halloween and be in my 20s. So.
That's true. Alright. So my son, you know who he's going to be?
Batman?
Nope. Not even DC.
Is it Marvel?
It is Marvel.
One of the X-Men?
Nope.
Spider-Man.
He's a newer character to the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
A newer character?
Yep.
Ant-Man?
Nope. Newer.
Winter Soldier?
Nope. Newer.
Newer than that?
Black Panther.
Oh, snap.
He's going to be Black Panther, and I'm going to be the Winter Soldier.
Oh.
So we can reenact him trying to kill me the whole time. Yup.
That was me shaking my head right now.
I told him.
I keep forgetting people can't see this.
He was looking at him. He was like, man, that's cool. He was like, oh, check out that Black Panther. I said, if you be Black Panther, I'll be Winter Soldier, because we love that movie. And we've watched that chase scene between Black Panther and Winter Soldier so many times.
Civil War, you mean?
Did I call it Winter Soldier again?
Yep.
God damn it. I did that earlier, too.
You did.
So
when you text me, we're going to talk about Winter Soldier being released. And I was like, did you mean Civil War? Because Civil War just came out.
Yeah. We're saving that for next week, though. So he's going to be Black Panther. I'm going to be Winter Soldier. That's going to be our show for tonight.
I'm Philip.
And I'm Aaron. Y'all have a good night.
Deuces.
Or day. I guess you can listen to this any time of the day.
Yeah. Peace.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly like Batman gliding across his Batcave. Uh-oh, yeah.